The New South Wales government have drafted a bill that could allow authorities to detain prisoners beyond their sentence period if they are suspected of radicalisation. Greens MP David Shoebridge is concerned that this may undermine the justice system, as it will be sentencing people based on their potential to commit a crime rather than a crime they have already committed. The New South Wales government are proposing to extend current terrorism laws so that radicalised and dangerous offenders will find it harder to get parole. Premier Gladys Berejiklian said that criminals could be locked up in New South Wales prisons if they pose an unacceptable risk of committing serious terrorism offences after completing their sentences. I spoke with the president of the Law Society of New South Wales, Pauline Wright, about how this new legislation would affect prisoners.
How is this different from the parole that already exists?
There are two things. There's a sentence, which is the maximum sentence that you must serve, is imposed by a court. The court will usually set a non-parole period, which is shorter than the maximum sentence. Say you get a 5-year sentence, but you get a non-parole period of 3 years. That means that you must serve your 5 years. But for that 2 years, you're on parole. You're out in the community, but you're on parole. And there's a supervision by the parole authority. So that's the difference between a sentence and the parole period. What's being proposed here is not that. It is after someone's served the full sentence, they can be held for a further period just in case they might commit another crime once they're released from jail.
Do you think that this undermines the due process of the courts, given that people are potentially going to be locked up for future crimes?
Absolutely. Sentencing is the role of the court. It's subject to rules of evidence and it's determined after a consideration of all of that, according to law. And it's a really fundamental principle that once people have served their time, they should be free to go, subject to appropriate supervision, pending their reintegration into society.
Do you think there's a big issue of radicalisation within the prison system?
There are dangers of radicalisation within jails, and what we should be doing is putting resources into combating that potential influence while people are in jail and into rehabilitation programs so that when people do come out, they have a really good chance of being productive members of the community again.
As I understand, there's a similar law that already exists in federal legislation. Has this been used a lot before? Is this already happening?
Continuing detention orders are already in place. The Law Society of New South Wales has consistently opposed continuing detention orders. And the reason for that is it's a fundamental principle in any democracy that people shouldn't be held in jail unless they've been convicted and sentenced for a serious crime, or if they're facing a serious charge and maybe they're a flight risk or something else that means that they don't get bail. That's the only time you should be jailed, is if you've been convicted of an offence or you've had bail refused. To hold people on suspicion that they might commit an offence is dangerous. It's really hard to predict an offender's future conduct. So how do we decide who is and who isn't at risk of committing a future offence?
What kind of behaviour do you think that people will be looking out for to put someone in the category of a risk of a future offence?
No doubt there would have to be an assessment by an expert or a psychiatrist, likely. Other experts would be giving their opinion of that. But as I say, that is notoriously difficult. And how do you prove if that person is wrong? If that expert is wrong, how do you prove that? Because what you're doing is, in fact, locking someone up, potentially indefinitely, in case they might offend.
Do you think that this legislation will be applied to other states around the country as well?
I'm sure that other states are looking at this kind of thing, and it's something that we would really oppose. There are other options. For instance, serious offenders could benefit from reintegration home detention, that is, being confined to home as a bridge between release from jail and release into the community, and having supervision once they're in the community. That is much more effective and doesn't offend against that rule that you should be at liberty unless you've committed an offence and been convicted for it.
Why do you think these laws are being introduced now?
there's a perception in the community that we're at risk, and the Law Society obviously acknowledges that safety of the community is a priority of government, but that shouldn't be at the expense of fundamental principles of democracy. We don't want to see our democracy ruined because of fear.
President of the New South Wales Law Society, Pauline Wright, ending that report.